And so we see the people in the wilderness, taken out of Egypt by Moses and by God, complaining. We would think that they would be thankful. We would think that they would appreciate the fact that they were no longer slaves, that they would appreciate that they had been set free. Did they? No. No. They didn't appreciate being set free because now things were tough. They were a little hungry. They were no longer in civilization where they were provided for, even though they were also enslaved. They were at a place where they didn't understand how things should do. Rather than praising God for His gifts, they complained. We don't know anybody like that, do we? Rather than praising God for His gifts, we complain. Nah, Pastor, we never complain. Moses was a little offended. Moses was taken back by this. He had been serving them. He had brought them out of Egypt. He had been trying to do God's will. And they were angry at him. And they were angry at God. Do we get angry at God? Sometimes. I often hear people ask, how could a good God allow these things to happen to me? How could a good God allow me to have to suffer like this? How could a good God allow the people that I love to have to suffer like this? How could a good God allow there to be pain in the world? But see, even though the people complained, God still blessed them. Even though they were not happy with what they had, God still made sure they had enough to live on. But only enough. Not a bit over. And when they tried to save some, when they tried to set it aside on days when they weren't supposed to, it rotted. It grew worms. Yuck. But on the days when they were supposed to save some and use it the next day it was still good. Because it was God's bread. It was bread from heaven. It was perfect bread. And God's gifts are perfect. Moses said to the people, who are we? It's not us you complain about. You're complaining about what God has done for you. And yet God continues to do for you. It's not that we are not blessed when we have to suffer. It's that we are not understanding what our blessings are. The world is a world that has things that are painful in it. The world is a world that has things that are a struggle in it. The world is a world that has challenges and difficulties and opportunities. The question is not whether or not we will be blessed, but whether or not we will accept the blessings that are offered to us and appreciate them and be thankful for them. It's easy to complain. It would be easy to complain about our little people making a little noise up here. Or we can feel fortunate and be blessed that we have young people in the church to carry on after we are gone. It's easy to complain about not having a nicer house or a better job or a nicer boss. My big boss was here from Panama City. And I was maybe a little guilty of that sin myself. Instead of being thankful that we have a job or thankful that we have a place or thankful that we have people to share our joys and our lives with, we easily focus on the negative and forget the positive. We easily focus on the challenges and forget the blessings. What would have happened if the people of Israel had spent their time praising God instead of complaining? Who knows? My guess is that the blessings would have rained down from heaven in much greater numbers than they did. we point to manna from heaven, bread from heaven, as an example of an amazing miracle. What other miracles would have been there for them if they had just looked around a little more carefully instead of whining and complaining? What miracles are there for us that are just waiting for us that we ignore because we're too busy looking at the negative, complaining about the things that aren't the way we think they should be, the things that aren't going right, the things that aren't making us happy? Life's tough. Life is not fair. Life is a challenge. This world is full of pain. And as long as we are in these bodies, we will have to suffer at times. But God has said He would be with us in spite of that. That He would be with us because of that. And that He would, if we believed in Him and His Son, provide us a place for all eternity. When we speak of the bread of heaven, we remember the story of the people in the desert being provided with food, but we also remember the fact that God sent His own Son that we might have life. And so Jesus often referred to Himself as the bread of life, the bread that if eaten, there would be no more hunger. The bread that if shared, there would be no more need. The bread that if eaten would take us to another place, a better place. And so we take in His teachings, we take in His promises, we take in His love in a belief that that will grow within us and take away our hunger, take away our pain. Take away our sufferings and bless us with blessings that are beyond our understanding. The Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.